Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Well, this is how much I love you. I worked until 4 a.m. this morning, and I'm up and I'm packed. They're picking me up as soon as the show's over, but I wanted to get up and be here with you because I've got a lot to share. So we're going to start by, if there's any new callers today, press 1 if you want to get in the lineup to talk to the channel. If you've already pressed 1, don't press it again because I'll lose you. All right, so there's a lot up, guys, around the core belief, when I come alive again, I am sick. And that morphs into when I come alive again, I die. And so let's explore what come alive again means. That means the more awake we become, I'm testing this as I go, because I really want your help in discernment today. So when I expand, when I wake up, when I realize I'm the God of me, when I claim my power again, all those are, and experience my power again, they're yelling at me, all those lie under coming alive again, okay, being reborn again, basically claiming experience, knowing, and allowing yourself to be the God that you are. And there's a belief that when we do that, and the more we break open, and the closer we get, and the ultimate of that experience, of course, is when we leave embodiment and go to the other side. So we have connected, you know, the older we get, the more we become awake in whatever level, some people a lot more than others. But we all start waking up the older we get, and energetically on a cellular level, we know that that is connected to the death of the physical body. And then there's the belief that in order for the physical body to die, we literally have to get sick. We can't just make a decision, okay, I'm ready to let the body go and go into the greater experience. Yes, greater is the highest word. I paused there for a minute. Well, in spirit form, it's the greater experience. In physical form, this is the greater experience. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, so I want everybody to claim this for their individual self. When I come alive again, I thrive. When I come alive again, I am healthy and vibrant and excited. When I come alive again, I am in health and wellness, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all this. They also really want to talk today about losing the struggle. Everything I test physically for people right now is about stress. And stress comes from the illusion that we have to struggle, which is a sickness also. They're tying it in now. So let's focus this week on relaxing and allowing. You know, once you decide what you want, you commit to it, you feel love and joy around it, you invite all the universe to create it with you, then you got to know it's done, guys. You can take action, but you take action out of that knowing, which, well, the word they're giving me is eliminates the struggle. We don't struggle against something we know. We struggle about things that we doubt. And when we go into struggle, we close our hearts in order to protect ourselves. Okay? So we don't have to earn coming alive again in any way. We already are there. Okay? Again, how we define ourselves equals the experience that we're in. So if we keep saying, I'm not there, I'm trying to get there, you will continue to live in the experience of trying to get there. I can't go to the calls yet. There's something else. Hold on. Here. Anything else here? Okay. Maybe that it's... Yes, okay, well, fine. Be that way, channel. They just want me to remind you to please, if you're going to attend the politics webinar, which is free, please sign up for it. We've got so many people doing this webinar, and we need to know so that we can have the proper program on for the amount of callers we're going to have. Now, can I go to... Yes, and thank you for buying Gabby's book. Okay, we're going to go to the callers now. I would love it because I'm claiming for today's show real discernment around physical healing. And any more information coming in about when I'm alive again, I'm sick. Okay, so... let's claim together I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding possible, and so it is. All righty, we are going to start with Susan in Connecticut. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Auntie.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Just wondering, do you give messages?
Do I give messages?
Yeah, I'm not sure what
okay.
I should ask.
So you're new with us, right, Susan?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, I'm not a psychic. I'm a clairaudient channel. If there is a question that you have or something you want to know about where you're blocked, ask that and the channel will answer.
Okay, maybe around work.
Okay, be a little more specific. What do you want to know?
Will I overcome the issue that I have right now with work?
Well, okay. So we are the gods of us, Susan, and we create our realities. The basis of all my work is based on the I Am principle, and as you believe, it is delivered unto you. So things aren't just happening to us, Susan. Things are happening to us in response to our beliefs that we have about them. So we will find out what it is. You have a belief that is creating this issue at work. All right, we're going to a core belief. Hold on, this page. Here, 5, 6, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. And the channel is saying that you felt that way pretty much all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a belief that I'm not supposed to be here and I don't really belong, that will create the experience in your life of you not belonging. That will create the experience in your life, whether it's true or not. You will perceive the world as looking at you and going, you don't belong here. So, does your experience at work tie into making you feel like they're against you, that you don't belong in some way?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Susan.
I was forced to resign, so.
Okay. So you can clear this up. It's easy. You just have to do some tough love with yourself. Talk to your little girl. There is some past life stuff going on here, too. You are the director of your energy. So every day and every morning, I want you to start out with, that's an old belief that I'm not going to choose to believe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to choose to know that I'm supposed to be here. Here being happy, knowing that I fit in, knowing that other people appreciate me and honor me. I'm supposed to be in that place, and I belong in that place. And I'm going to start seeing the world as a world that I belong in, that honors me. And I'm going to start seeing people looking at me going, wow, she really belongs here, and we honor her. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You clear that up in you and redirect that in you, and a lot of other opportunities are going to open up. Okay?
Okay. And I can listen to this again, right?
Yes, you can. We're all over the place, and we're in archives on my website, too.
Okay, good.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in, and welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. That was a really good reminder to everybody, what she just brought in here. Okay, you shift you. The energy around you has to shift. Miss Deeka, what's up?
Oh, hi, Miss D. Oh, well, I loved your daughter's book. I read it in 3 days, and it's just a lovely, well, heartbreaking, too, adventure. So,
thank you, Deeka.
Thank
you
for that.
I will do that. Thank you, darling.
Uh-huh. What's coming up for me, I suppose this is why I picked up listening to this call today, is when I go to say my prayers or I say the word God, I can feel my physical heart just get very hard. And I believe it's because something in me is not open to getting guidance. If I got guidance, I would know what to do about this diagnosis that I have, borderline glaucoma. I exercise, I gain more weight, I do what I believe I'm guided to do about my career, and nothing happens. So there's just something in me that I'm
okay.
Unable to.
No, you're not unable to do anything. So let's start there, Deeka. And they're very clearly saying that you're in reaction to the word God, not the energy of God, but you're in reaction to the word God, what God as a child, what you were taught that it represented. If you start thinking, okay, they want you to lose the word God for a while.
Okay.
And use the statement, all thought and all possibility.
All right, I'm writing that down.
All thought and all possibility. Because after all, that's what God is, right? Omnipresent and everywhere. And okay, so if we are waiting for guidance from all thought and all possibility, we're going to be waiting a very long time. All thought and all possibility exists for us to reach into all thought and all possibility and pick the experiences and the beliefs that we want. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. There's a part of you, Deka, that's still waiting for God or the guides or the angels to guide you. But if we are our own gods and we connect to all thought and all possibility that's open to us, what drops in is our own knowing and guidance, because we are connected to the everything that knows everything.
Okay, I'll work on
that. All
right.
Okay, so if you want to look at it scientifically, right, they've literally proven in so many scientific tests, guys, that researchers, if they're leaning toward some kind of answer in the research, they will actually affect the outcome of the study they do. That's how much energy responds to our thoughts and our perceptions and our belief systems. So that's why I keep telling you, if your belief systems are not working in your life, decide to believe something else and hold your focus on that new belief and feeling joy and love into that new belief, and then say to all thought and all possibility, okay, come in and match this and let's create this together.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Now, they want to talk to you about the glaucoma. That's in your eyes, right?
Right. Borderline.
Okay. What this has to do with that, Deka, is, and they would love you to just start saying, I see clearly.
I see. Okay, affirmation.
Yeah. Well, it's also a direction to you and your energy to see clearly. But the thing they want you to see clearly is that you are the God of you.
All right.
That you have to decide, you have to choose, you have to commit, and then all the energy is open to you to create with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So the other thing we all want to know, guys, also, is everything is possible to us. Physical healing, abundance of money, beautiful relationships, peace in our countries. Everything is possible in our creation when we choose and commit and hold the focus on it. Okay? All right,
okay,
my love.
Great. Thank you so much.
Always, you bet. Boy, now, that was a whole complete mini lesson for everybody there. But around physical healing, guys, this is our biggest challenge right now. It's possible to heal me. And then the higher statement from that is, it is possible and I am creating right now and consistently beautiful health and wellness, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally, and so it is. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love around all of that. Woohoo! Lynn, you're up. What's up?
Hi. Thank you for this. So last time we talked, we were talking about the weight that my body was holding on to, and some of it had to do with my thyroid. And I've seen the doctor about the thyroid. I'm back on some supplements. And so And the exercise, the food I'm eating had nothing to do with it. We got to, it was just this respect thing, respect for myself and respect
yep.
from others. And so that's what I've been working on. And I believe that shifted.
Well, okay, so those of you that test, and Lynn, I know you don't want to say, I believe I have, because I believe I have might get an entirely different test than I have.
I'm testing, and it's testing yes when I say that. So I know I've shifted. I know.
Okay, so let's stop, because I'm getting a no. Are we both balanced? Yes. Anybody switched? No. We both want the highest answer. I get a no. I want the highest answer, yes. You want the highest answer, no. So direct yourself to get the highest answer.
Okay, I'm directing myself. I want the highest answer.
Okay, now state it again.
I'm directing myself. I want the highest answer.
Yeah, now direct the statement again and test it.
What was my statement?
It was about you know.
I know everything has shifted.
Right. Okay. So what do you get now, a yes or a no?
I'm getting a yes.
Okay, I'm still getting no. We're both balanced. Anybody switch? And we both want the highest answer. So there's got to be a higher question to ask then. This is why I love working with somebody, you know. there's a higher... What was your original question, Lynn? What did you originally want to know?
I want to know why my body continues to hold on to this 30 pounds. And... When I come alive again, I am sick. I get a yes on that.
Yeah.
And then when I say when I come alive again, I'm safe and I'm free to create my body weighing 30 pounds less or in full wellness, I get a yes.
Okay, so, but you don't want to say 30 pounds less. Can you explain to everybody why you don't want to say that?
Well, because then I'm focusing on the 30 pounds.
Exactly, and your brain sees you with the 30 pounds. So what weight do you want to be?
I want to be 140.
Okay, so I am 140, and I feel great. But when I say you're willing to do anything you have to do to achieve that, I get a no.
Okay.
See, you're not saying I can. How can I? Lynn, you keep going, why can't I? I weigh 140 pounds. How can I support that belief?
How can I support
What's
that
every,
belief?
Okay. Every action, right, and belief and feeling that can support that belief? Like, you know, I keep saying I want to lose 10 pounds. And I think working out with a trainer twice a week is going to do that. Well, it's not. I got to work out every day. I keep going, I wish my stomach were flatter. But the only time I was doing sit-ups was when I was in my trainer. Now I'm doing it every day, and now my stomach's getting flatter. Because I had to have that conversation with me. Well, Dee, if you want it, get off your butt and do something about it then.
Yeah, but I go to boot camp 5 to 6 times a week.
I've been
eating very clean. And so we got to that belief that was behind all of that about the respect, and that was creating the anxiety, which was creating the jaw.
I get a yes on all that.
And the thyroid. So now that that belief has been turned around, what am I not doing then?
Well... But they're saying it wasn't turned around until you called in today. From all the things
really?
That we've gotten to. Guys, look, this whole work is about us believing that we're on top of things. We're believing that we want what we want. And we always find places where we're fighting ourselves. So the whole gist of the work is to integrate all of us into one system of belief around what we want. So if you want to weigh 140 pounds and you still think you have to protect yourself because you're not respected, then that's not an integrated part of what you want. It's not on board with what you want, right?
Right, right.
And I'm not getting anything else, Lynn. It's just they're saying you're doing everything right, but you keep looking at what's not happening instead of just doing it and knowing it's happening.
Okay. And there's nothing else around that that's not in alignment with that. Knowing that I'm 140
I get a no.
Treated with ease. Okay. And I'm safe in that weight. And okay.
See,
all right.
You keep looking at the weight and you keep looking at losing the weight instead of loving your body at 140 pounds.
Okay, I see. Got it.
I know. It's a mind screw. But you all should know it by now because this is what we've been doing and refining now for years, that we think we're doing it when actually we're still focused on the negative. Okay? Thank you, baby.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
All righty, we're going to Christina in California. Whoops, didn't get you on there. Here you are. Hi, honey.
Hi, good morning, Dee. It's nice to speak with you.
You too.
Thank you. I was praying that I just hear what I need to really keep my mind focused on and believe it and stop fighting myself like you were saying to the past caller.
Would pray to yourself. Pray to yourself
yes.
that you do that. Okay. So what is it that you want?
Healing. I was infected with mites back in 2017, my neighbors as well. And I'm still dealing with it, but not to the degree at all. I would say I'm probably 80% healed, maybe even 90. And I know I'm infinite. There's lots of lessons, but I want it done. I want it gone now.
Okay, well, but you're not defining yourself that way. I'm still a person who has to heal from this. And so your body's going, okay, well, we have to keep healing then.
Okay.
Instead of,
thank you.
I'm healed and I'm free and I'm healthy. Okay. They want to get to why you attracted this so that you can finally just let it go. Hold on, sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
I woke up hearing this one part. I'm a landslide with Stevie Nicks, and it was afraid to change my life because I built it around you. I'm letting go of a husband.
Well, but you've built your definition of yourself around these mites now.
Yeah.
Let's find out what was going on that attracted this, because mites are kind of they're parasites, you know?
Yes.
And there's a symbiotic relationship when things like this happen to us. And if we get out of our reaction and go, wow, I wonder what I'm supposed to learn from this. So, they want to take it about 4 years ago. Now, that could be 4 to 5, 4 to 3, somewhere in there with a male figure. Is this when you were leaving your husband?
It was when I found out that he was cheating on me, burning through finances, and he was not what he pretended to be, which mirrored back the abandonment and betrayal from my parents. So all of the issues I didn't heal were brought forward in that relationship through him.
Yep. And that relationship was created because you had not created a new belief around what your parents did to you. And so you attracted him so that you could go, dear God, I'm doing it again. There must be a belief around all of this about being respected and honored and all that, that I need to turn around. Because the highest word they're giving me is attack, Christina, that you were attacked by your parents and you felt attacked by him, and so here you attract literally insects that are going to attack you.
Yeah, it was going inside of me as well as on the outside of the world viciously at the same time.
Okay.
So I started going inward.
It starts within you, baby. What's the highest opposite positive? If you're not attacked, you're what?
I'm accepted and loved.
Yes, and the word they're giving me is embraced. Like embraced in loving arms. Yeah. To really, well, and now the next high, of course, we know they're giving me compassion. And compassion is the highest state of love. And so they're suggesting you really start practicing, and this is for everybody, compassion for yourself, sweetheart.
That's a validation. I got it on my tea bag yesterday to have compassion. And I'm in school. I'm not with him. I'm in the middle of a divorce. And I'm finding my voice because I have to stand up now because he committed fraud and be heard, not and let go of the old belief of you're to be seen and not heard, but I am heard. I am healed. I am so grateful.
Yeah, and you're safe, you see. You are safe to be seen and heard, too.
Safe to be seen and heard. Because I'm going to play this back and write and take notes with everything you said, not only to me, but to the other callers.
Yeah.
Because I really want to focus on... So I placed my order, basically. I've asked to be healed, and not just physically, but my heart.
No, you have not asked to be healed. You are claiming I am healed.
Okay, there we go. So I am claiming I am healed.
So if we're learning to dance, we're saying I don't really know how to dance yet. I'm still learning, right?
Right.
If we're trying to get somewhere and we're being healed, that means we're not already, which directs our energy to match that instead of already being healed.
Okay.
But the bottom
of it,
I
am healed.
Yes, and the core of it is I am embraced and I am honored, right? I'm taken care of in a really positive, loving, compassionate way by myself and by all other energy in this world. That's the belief you want to hold and replace what your parents, and this is a past life thing because you picked the parents who abused you so you would work through it in this lifetime. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because those relationships are healing now and I parent myself around them.
Yep.
I'm playing with the inner child, and then I am the adult, the parent, and the child interweaving. And I carve out time daily, but I knew, wait a second, you're contradicting yourself. There's contrast in my vibration, and that's why I'm in a holding pattern right now.
Yep, holding pattern. That's a good definition. Yep.
I'm healed. Yep. See it, say it, regardless of what I'm what's going on around me. I am healed. I am protected. I am
Well, let's look at that,
nurturing.
Everybody. So if we're protected, what do we have to be protected from? See, that's what I mean. All these old things that we've been taught. If we have to be protected, that means there's some negative energy that we have to be protected from. And it's true,
well,
you believe in negative energy.
Yeah, and so positive.
You want to look at that. Look, guys, again, energy is energy. It's not positive or negative. There's just energy. What we do with the energy makes it positive or negative. So the more we take the energy and feel and direct the positiveness of it, the more we get what we want. All right, baby. Thank you.
So regardless of anything that's going on, like because my house was broken into, I'm trying to get the DA to
reopen the case. Yeah, but you're attracting all that stuff because it's all about being attacked. Shift your belief system around all that.
So everything's always working out for me and knowing it and I'm embraced and I'm loved and everything is always working out and I'm in gratitude.
Yeah.
And seeing myself healed and saying I'm healed, not I am healing like I've been doing because I didn't realize
that. I am healed.
I'm healed. Because every
there.
Time someone would say that, I would contradict it and say, well, no, I'm not. They don't obviously
yeah, well,
don't know.
See,
so
that's because we want to mentally fight it. It doesn't make sense to us. But
so embrace that what's in my
embrace what
vision,
you want, honey. What you want.
As if it is tangible now.
As if you have it now. Because as soon as you claim it, it's created energetically. And our job is to hold the focus on that until the light becomes material source. All right, baby.
You
gotta move on. Thank you. Love you. Thank you. Wow, that was great. Dear God, I hope you all listened. Lori in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, this is Lori. Yeah, you're on fire. I guess go back to the original because I've been keeping notes and I've got everything scribbled all over my paper. Physical healing, health and joy. Can I just have a reading?
Well, if your question is how to heal physically, and you connected it with joy and love.
Yes, yes.
Okay. You see, again, it's kind of an oxymoron for us, Lori, because we bring a lot of struggle into healing. First of all, we don't believe it's possible for us to heal ourselves physically, most of us, most of the time. That means we don't believe it's possible without medication. We don't believe death is possible without suffering. We can't just lay down in bed and go, you know, I'm done. I'm out of here. So the more you can feel compassion and joy and love for wherever you are in dis-ease, the more and the faster you heal. Now, again, our minds want to worry.
Yeah.
Our minds want to struggle. And that's the very thing that creates more stress, that breaks down our immune systems, that gets in the way of really knowing and defining and experiencing that we are healed and whole. See, we want to know we're already there so that it's a constant direction of energy that we're already there. It's already done. And that's why the Bible, Christ, was teaching brain science. You know, ask and you receive. As soon as you've asked, it's delivered unto you. That's what he was trying to teach everybody, is that if you keep asking and you keep struggling and you keep working for it, that's the reality you get to live in. instead of the reality of what you really want. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
okay.
do.
Okay. So
I don't know. I think I'm slowly making the shift, but I guess I want to go right
now. How about I've already made the shift and I'm there.
Okay.
See, that's how we fight ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I've almost got it. No, I've got it. I have to say I've got it if I'm going to get it. I have to say I'm there to experience being there.
Yeah. So
okay.
Pretty much across the board. It's like mind, body, spirit, everything. I mean, that's...
Absolutely,
that's,
sweetheart.
That's the phrase.
And
all
you're
right.
not lying to yourself, guys. You are directing your energy into a new belief system and way of looking at life. Okay?
Yes. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
All right, baby. Thank you. Wow. This is a powerful call. All right. Kieran. Hi, baby cakes. What's up?
Hello, beautiful. Thank you for your beautiful daughter's book. That was so delightful.
Thank
I enjoyed
you.
Every second of Gabrielle's book. It was like I was there. And she's so powerful, just like mommy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kieran, for supporting her and me. Because anytime you support a kid, you support the mom, you know.
You got it. I get that.
What can I do for you, baby? What can I do for you?
I was lucky enough to be blessed to have esophageal surgery, hernia surgery. And I was just curious the energetic reason behind it. Why did I create that? Because I'm healed.
What exactly was it again?
My stomach was going up through my esophagus, so I had a hole in my esophagus. And so he had to stitch up my esophagus to stop my stomach from going through it.
Well, that's no good. We don't want our stomach coming through our mouth. That's supposed to go the other way. Okay.
Exactly.
That's the right question, why it was created. We're going to a core belief. This page here. Yeah, we got a theme going here. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Mm. So let's get specific about here. What do you think here is? I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, I already heard it. Go ahead.
On this earth plane?
Yeah, what do you think the issue is? I'm not supposed to be here doing what? That might have created this. All right. So they screamed it, actually, to me, speaking my truth. I'm not supposed to be here speaking my truth. So, and now they're showing me a male figure. It's primarily with one male figure, but he represents all male energy. That you're not supposed to be here speaking your truth about
to the past life
and to male, well, sure, anything like that. That's, as we know, guys, let's take male energy, and because that's a representation of the masculine and feminine, and the feminine going, you know, I'm supposed to be here doing my own thing, minding my own business, and I'm not an equal with the masculine energy. But if that is a belief system, creation becomes very difficult, because feminine and masculine, just like making a baby, has to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
the yin and the yang, and the egg and the sperm. Okay? So ultimately, you have to say to yourself, I'm supposed to be here speaking my truth to my own power of masculine energy. That's the highest thing we're getting to. Now, does that make sense to you, Karen?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. The two struggles I have with speaking my truth to the masculine, to the power side of me, is with my, especially with my older son and my husband in a loving way.
Yes. And the highest thing it represents, though, is you not speaking to your own power, your own feminine, not speaking to your own masculine.
Oh.
And then that belief system shows up in how you deal with your husband and your son.
Oh, bingo, Dee. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow for all of us. So
yes, wow.
Let's just all claim right now that my feminine and my masculine work powerfully together in speaking to each other and working together. And so it is. I got goosebumps all over me when we made that claim there. I know you guys can feel that because that's a really powerful. And you see that a lot. That's really what the hashtag MeToo movement is all about, is I have stayed silent for so long, and now I'm going to speak up in my power.
That's
and
beautiful.
There, of course, are positive and more negative ways of doing that. But that's what's playing out in the awakening of, and it's not an awakening of, you know, the feminine energy has to rule. It's an awakening of, I am equal to and have a voice equal to my masculine.
That opens
and
up
so it is,
much.
Baby cakes. Yep.
And
thank
so
you.
Thank you.
That's a great
so
question.
Much. Great.
Thanks,
thank
thanks
you.
For bringing
I'm
that
here.
In, baby. Yes, you are. Bye bye. Kirk, my
Kirk!
Friend, what's up?
What's up? Hi, baby.
Okay, turn me off. I don't want to hear me. Okay, what can
Hello?
We do for you? Yep.
Hi. Having the last couple of shows I caught have been fantastic. I've been traveling a lot. I am prepping my frames to drive to the Grand Canyon for a paint out.
Beautiful. What's your question?
Do I know that I know what to pack?
Oh, Kirk. I'm not even going to play this game with you.
Okay.
I am not playing this game with you. You have been with me too long. You have done too many trainings. I'm smacking you.
Don't have to smack me. It was a transition. The transition happened during the call. That was the question I had when I started.
Okay, Kirk. If you have to ask yourself whether you know, you're saying to yourself, I don't know.
Okay.
Guys, whatever it is that you're playing with and tackling right now, you got to start with, I know. I know. I'm sure. I know exactly what to pack. I am packing absolutely everything I will need on this trip. Look ahead. For me, know it. I know it right now, and I'm backing. But the more you question yourself, guys, the deeper into your not knowing you take yourself. And that's a perfect example of how we abandon ourselves in the creation process. You know, in Ramtha's White Book, Ramtha says very clearly, the biggest sin you can state is I don't know. Did that answer your question, sir?
Yes.
All right. Don't play this game with yourself anymore, Kirk Larson. I love you too much.
Okay.
All right. Go sell lots and lots and lots of paintings. Goodbye. All right, Colleen in Las Vegas, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for calling on me.
Uh-huh.
I have a question about my dog. She's been sick for over a month, and the last caller and the thing about not knowing, that's a part of my question, I realize, is that I don't feel confident in that I'm making good decisions in helping her. So I would like any input and guidance as to what might be going on with her and what I might do to help.
Okay, I'm hearing this in the highest way. Hold on. Everybody's balanced. We want the highest answer. Anybody switched? I think she's kind of getting ready to go, baby.
I was afraid of that.
Well, don't be afraid of it. It's not to be cliche. Hey, look, you're the god of you. I'm not. So I'm kind of reading where the energy is right now. She's kind of tired and has kind of supported you in what you really needed to know. And you're moving on now. Her job's done. And there will be another dog coming in, or cat, dog or cat, they're saying, to serve you.
I have another one, her mom.
Okay, we're not reading for the mom. No, we're not reading for the mom.
Another dog besides that, okay.
Yeah, there's a new energy because you're moving into a new energy. Now, again, Colleen, you know, energy follows direction. All right. So the best thing that I'm hearing that you can do, sweetheart, is to see your doggy healthy and whole and you be at peace with the highest choice that she wants to make.
Okay, I've been trying to do that. And I take that back. I can't really take that back. I've just been trying. I haven't been doing it. Okay.
That's a true statement, sweetheart.
I told her today, it's like, you know, if you have to go, if that's what you need to do, I release you. But I want you to stay. So. Okay.
Well, now, what if you said that to me? Would I know what to do?
I doubt it.
Did you hear what you just said?
Not really.
If you need to go, I release you, but I want you to stay. That's confusing.
Kind
direction.
Of, yeah, convoluted.
That's like saying,
okay,
go to the right, but I'd like you to walk left.
I would like her to walk left. Okay.
Well, then the truthful statement is, you know, I love you and I'm going to miss you and I honor you if you need to leave. And if
okay.
you want to stay, I absolutely know how to help you.
Okay. I like that one.
Okay. But that's different than, and this is really a representation about anybody that we love that's leaving, guys. Human, pet, you know, the planet, everything is we have to honor the decision that all energy in itself makes. And like, you know, a few months ago, my brother committed suicide, as you all know.
I know.
Did I like it? No. Did I want him to stay? Absolutely. And ultimately, did I have to honor that that was his choice in how to leave? You bet. And that applies to every energy that stays or leaves, that we have to release them to their own divine I am presence, baby. Their own
creative
presence. Okay, quickly, please.
Would this have happened if we hadn't moved? Was this going to happen anyway?
I don't get that that's the right question.
Okay.
When I say the move really had anything to do with it, I get a no.
Okay, good.
Except that you, through your guilt, have connected that.
Yes,
and that's not,
I have.
That's not serving the dog, you see.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Shoot. We're out of time, but I've got to do this. Hold on, because I'm trying not to hurry myself now. Your guilt. Why were you guilty about the move?
Because I had a disagreement with my last roommate, and I moved. And oh. I didn't quite feel good about coming where I came.
Okay,
but I didn't create anything better.
All of that, when you get peaceful about that, forgive yourself and your roommate about that, that's what's making your dog sick.
It is. Okay.
She's mirroring the turmoil. Those are the highest words. She's mirroring the turmoil that you have within you.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Now I get that there's a possibility that she could choose to stay.
Thank you.
But leaving, her getting sick and leaving is the only way she could bring to your attention that you have to move back into love.
Okay.
All right, hold on. We got the highest answer, and that was the highest understanding. All right, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. That's the highest. Is there anything? Yeah, now we're complete, sweetheart. All right?
Thank
you.
I love you.
Love you,
I do.
Too.
Okay, thank you.
I love you, too. Bye. Wow. See, if you just, it's like an onion. If you keep in there and go, I know, and I know the truth, and I know we receive the truth, then the onion peels. And it's funny, Gabrielle uses that analogy in her book quite a bit. All right, say it with me because we're late. I love me. Love me. And I love me even more because I know. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.